Hi, this is Kelly Hansen.
Hi, Kelly. This is Sam in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We got an interview lined up for today.
You are correct, sir.
Just checking some levels. What'd you have for breakfast today, Rockstar?
Oh, well, I had some of my carne adobada that I made on a corn tortilla topped by a over easy fried egg.
Oh, you must. I mean, I must be calling you at the house, not on the road. I just got to pull up that show date. One sec.
So August 23rd.
Look at you.
Look at me at Isleta Amphitheater.
Man.
What would I do without the laptop staring me in the face?
On the phone with me right now is Foreigner's lead singer, Kelly Hansen.
How you doing, Uncle Sam?
I am doing good, and tickets go on sale this Friday for the show. You're coming back to town, and every time Foreigner comes to Albuquerque, it's a treat because you guys just bring it. I know you're a foodie, and you eat good food and all that. How do you have all the energy to just rock so hard every year?
I think I'm panicked that people won't think I'm doing a good job.
Oh, come on.
No, you know, listen, I get the chance to sing an unbelievable catalog of songs night after night with a great band. How could you not be jazzed about that?
I know. And, I mean, you've been around rock and roll for a long time, other bands, but your Foreigner run has been stellar, and the band's celebrating, is it 40 years?
40 years, yes, 40 years. And I've been with the band 12 years now, so quite a while.
And if you haven't seen Foreigner live, you're missing out. And if you're one of those crotchety old people going, I saw them back in the 70s, 80s, you've got to. I've seen Foreigner, yes. Before Kelly, the thing is that you and the lineup today capture the energy that, quite frankly, even a lot of original members of other bands, they just can't do it anymore.
Well, you know, I think we're really dedicated to continuing the songs, the credit they deserve, and the sincerity they deserve, and we, you know, we really do love these songs. And it takes really talented people to really be able to carry this off the way it's supposed to sound. You know, we're very energetic. We love getting involved with the audience. I say we like to play with the audience, not to them.
I agree.
So I'm really excited about celebrating 40 years. I can't believe it's 40 years. We're going to also have a coinciding release of a new CD. It's called 40 Hits from 40 Years. It's going to go all the way from the beginning to the very latest stuff, including a couple of new tunes.
Wow.
So very excited about that. And also, our record company, Rhino Records, is kicking off a year-long catalog promotion with the release of a picture disc of Head Games on January 24th.
Man, we just celebrated the release of Foreigner 4, too. How many years was that?
I think that was,
I don't want to remember.
35.
Yeah, I don't want to go there because I proposed to my wife of now 32 years, Waiting for a Girl Like You was playing.
Oh, you're so romantic.
At the restaurant when I went down on one knee in a high school prom night, and Waiting for a Girl Like You is our song. It was playing when I dropped to one knee at the Roxy restaurant here in Albuquerque that's been demolished, and she said yes. And speaking of restaurants, Kelly, you're quite the foodie. I did watch the episode of Chopped where you decimated Lita Ford at the end to come home with the win, and I do follow you on Instagram and see that you're hobnobbing with Guy Fieri and other big wigs. So what does that play into your rock and roll lifestyle, that you're conscious about not only your health, but you like to make some good food, too?
Well, you know, what it means is when I come to Albuquerque, it means I'm going to have some green chili and, you know, maybe some Hatch Red chili flake, too. I mean,
whoa,
I just made
wait
some,
a minute. This guy knows exactly what he's talking about.
I just made some at home, and, man, I just love the taste of that chili, and it's like no other place in the world, and I'm so glad now that I can order this stuff online straight from Hatch. So that part of it's really cool. And the great thing about cooking with that stuff is that you don't have to use a lot of lard or butter because that stuff has so much flavor in it, and so that's really healthy. You get some chicken or some beef or some pork and you get a lean cut and use that stuff. It's really good for you. I've been home for a little while at the year-end break, so I've been practicing and making all kinds of new dishes.
You need to put some more pictures
up. And it really is something that I do enjoy and I like to do when I'm at home.
You need to put some more Instagram photos up of the last one I saw was some ceviche from a while back, so put some new dishes up on your Instagram, please.
I might do that. It's a good idea.
It's not hard to tap a picture here and there. It's Kelly Hansen, a Foreigner on the line. He didn't know he was going to be talking about his other love, which is cooking and food.
Big summer tour with
Massive.
Cheap Trick and Jason Bonham. Very exciting for us. We're headlining this big Summer Shed tour. Just so thrilled about it, and we've known all these guys for so long, so it's going to be great.
August 23rd, Foreigner. Cheap Trick, Kelly Hansen of Foreigner. Kelly, we've talked about how, you know, you are a foodie. You like good food. You make food. Is that more of a hobby for you, or is that something that you just kind of acquired living on the road?
You know, I think you know, being on the road sometime, most of the time we're on the road more than 200 days a year.
Tons,
and I think that I like cooking and stuff, but it's when I got on the road year after year and started to get frustrated that I couldn't always get what I want, like the Stones say, and it would be difficult to know where ingredients are being sourced. Am I having healthy offerings given to me? A lot of room service, it's kind of tough.
Mm.
So when I would get home, I would go straight to the store and I would cook because I know exactly what I want. I know exactly what I want in it. I know exactly what the ingredients are and how healthy they are and where they're sourced. That's been a big deal for me. And so it also, it takes my head out of doing the music thing. I can completely focus on something else. So it's like a hobby, but it's also like therapy, but it's also like I get to make really great food. And so I'm just trying to expand my array of dishes that I have the ability to cook. And I just love having totally fresh, totally healthy food. I think it's totally better for me because I'm no longer 20 years old, and you know, I need to take care of myself.
Yeah, Kelly, since you're going to be playing with Cheap Trick this time around, you've played with REO, you've played with everybody as part of Foreigner, and out on the road with these other bands, and some members are even older than me and you, and they're up there, and they've lived hard lives and such. What's it like for you, having such great success at this time in your career as a part of Foreigner, don't adopt that great lifestyle? What have you seen out there, and what's the takeaway for you?
Well, let me just say that, you know, the great thing about being in this band is I'm in a band with a lot of other guys that have been around the block.
Right.
This was kind of a second chance for me. And if you don't appreciate that and you don't take that into account every day when you're playing in front of an audience, I mean, I'm just saying that I do, and I realize how fortunate I am, and I realize that people are traveling a long way and spending a lot of money to come and have a couple-hour party with us. And that's a big deal to me. It's a really big deal to me because I understand that it's the people out there that keep us being able to do what we love to do, and I totally value how much of a beautiful thing that is. I love performing. I love playing with the guys I'm playing with. I love playing this amazing catalog of songs, and I also really understand and appreciate being able to do this after all these years. I've been in the business 40 years, and to be able to do it at this level is just amazing.
Mick just picked up an award for Foreigner for so many years of hits and the very best of Foreigner. How's Mick's health doing? How's he been?
You know, Mick is great. Back in 2011, he had a problem, and he's had to monitor it, and it means that he's had to really be very cautious about how he does shows, but he's definitely rocking it. He's really up for playing this year. He's doing great. I mean, we had Jeff Pilson had his hip replaced and things like that, but but you know, we just don't feel our age, and I think that that's a good thing.
And I had read that Lou has reached out to try to maybe perform again with Foreigner. Is there any validity to that?
Well, there's nothing confirmed about that or any of the ex-members, but I think it's the 40th celebration, so it would be a cool thing, and the door's always been open to have former people come and play. And I mean, we've had Dennis, that's always been an open door thing, and you know, I totally respect Lou and his accomplishments and his talents. I have no problem with that. I think it would be awesome, so maybe we'll see something like that, but there is nothing confirmed.
Again, it just is testimony to what a classy guy you are. Kelly Hansen, thank you so much. Kelly,
thank you.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. And again, from the heart, big Foreigner fan, bought all the records, seen you 3 times with Foreigner. I know you hear it from people and everything, but I just want to tell you, as an old disc jockey, 30 years in this business, thank you so much. You do a great job. You being so humble, so nice to every single person I've ever seen you interact with. It says a lot about you, and it keeps that music alive, and it keeps us listening to it. So thank you.
Yeah, well, go fuck yourself.
There's the rock star thing. And is Guy Fieri...
Thank you very much for that, man. I really appreciate it.
Is Guy Fieri really a nice guy, or is he a tall?
He's a totally nice guy.
Okay,
I mean,
just totally want to make sure.
Cool with me. We have such a great time.
Because I watch, you know, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, so I just wanted to ask, since, you know, you're buds with those people.
Right on.
Later.
Thanks, man.